I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, as America waits the transition to the next Trump administration, our country faces multiple national security threats, both home and abroad. In the news in the last month alone, we've seen drones flying over New Jersey. I don't know what there is to see there, but a revolution in Syria and the continuing war in Ukraine, just to name a few. With us now to analyze the situation is Brigadier General Blaine Holt. General Holt is an Air Force veteran. He was a deputy ambassador at NATO for a decade under two different presidents. The general is a command pilot with more than 3,900 flying hours in a variety of aircraft, with more than 300 combat hours. He's received the Air Force Distinguished Superior Service Medal, the Legion of Merit, and a Bronze Star, among a host of other citations. General, thank you. I appreciate you joining us this evening. Merry Christmas. It's a pleasure to have you with us, my friend.
Merry Christmas. It's a pleasure to join your show this evening.
So let's start with the drones. I'm sorry if I'm just cynical, but I don't understand what the hoopla is about. I also don't understand why. I mean, if this happened in Kansas, there'd be rednecks shooting them down with shotguns. But I don't understand. Is this as big a deal as some are making this out to be, or is it all, you know, a whole lot of to do about nothing?
Oh, I so wish I could tell you and your listeners that this is just a nothing burger and we can all just go back to what we were doing before, but we can't. We now can assess at least a few things for certain out of this incident or this crisis. And it's not just the tri-state area of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York. It's actually in 11 to 13 states right now where you've got sightings of very unusual drones, and they fly at night. So the problem is, just like the Chinese balloon that traversed our country and collected intelligence on our sensitive military bases, you know, if that's what's happening here from a foreign power, well, okay, that's not good. That's bad. The government should be countering that. But we don't know what they're doing, just like that other balloon. We don't know that they're not releasing anything. We don't know that there's not weapons on board. What we do know is that our sovereignty, it's likely now that they are foreign drones, not U.S. I have a source that backs up that up, at least. And then you've got Representative Van Drew in New Jersey who's saying, listen, I'm hearing that they're Iranian drones and they're coming from offshore. At first I thought that was very implausible. And after talking to a senior person last night in the military, he's pretty close to what's going on. So then that gets to, well, then why isn't our government doing anything about this? And that's where the real question is to me. What we have seen in this air quotes smooth transition period to the Trump administration is this administration is just creating dumpster fires all over the world, whether it's Iran, Syria, Ukraine, doesn't matter. And is this just another one where they look the other way while a foreign power has aircraft over our skies? It's starting to look that way. We have to verify more. We have to investigate more. What I don't like is the amount of silence between the federal level of our government and state levels, because you have leaders in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York that are like, we're not hearing from anybody up in the Fed level.
Wow. General Holt, Michael Austin here, free market economist. I appreciate your insights here. Let's change gears a little bit if we can. So we also have the news of the Syrian regime of Bashar al-Assad falling to rebels. Tell me, is that an opportunity for not only democracy, but, you know, working with a whole new power ally? Or is this going to turn into basically another Islamic State, you know, a now harbor for more terrorists that want to do us harm?
Yeah, so the mainstream media has got quite the narrative cooked up on these HTS kids. But when you unpack it, you'll understand that this is no Jeffersonian democracy reform terrorist group. It's not that at all. It's quite the opposite. So let's just look at the language. Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, which is HTS, that means Greater Syria. Greater Syria is defined as Israel, Jordan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia. So they definitely have visions of caliphates dancing in their eyeballs. And who incubated this repackaged group from al-Qaeda? Well, that would be Tayyip Erdogan, who is the leader of the country of Turkey, a NATO member, no less, because he's got dreams and visions of being the regional hegemon. So while they're on the world stage saying, don't worry, Syria is going to be a bastion of freedom and democracy, they're literally executing people as we speak in the villages, if they're Christian, Druze, Alawite, former military, former police officers, it's the meet the new boss, same as the old boss. They're freeing some people out of dungeons and torture chambers, only to put new people into the dungeons and torture chambers.
We're talking with Brigadier General Blaine Holt. General, I've only got another minute or so left before I let you go, because we're up against my top of the hour. There's been a lot of talk about Pete Hegseth as Secretary of Defense. What are your thoughts? I mean, he seems like he would bring the necessary change to the Department of Defense. I'm curious if you can comment.
I absolutely can. I think Pete will be a fine Secretary of Defense. I think that he'll build the right team around him. He's certainly going to get a lot of help with that. But here's the thing. I don't have a Pete Hegseth issue. My issue is this is who the president has selected and wants. The president will have to be responsible and accountable for his selections. And so I think that the Senate should confirm Pete Hegseth, and then if they don't like that pick, well, then they should take that to the president. But the president should be allowed to have the team that he has selected. He got burned real bad in 2016 when the establishment provided him with teammates. We saw how that went. So now he's picked his own, and I think his own are a fine team, and I think they're ready to hit the ground running. I think they're going to do great things for the nation.
I like the way you put that, because it did seem like General Milley and some of the others let's just be generous and say they were not on his side. Some in many cases worked against him. And I think you're right. I think this is the team he wants around him. And barring some criminal activity, which I don't believe we've seen any evidence of that, then he should get the team he wants.
Absolutely. And I think you're very generous.
Yeah, thank you. General, I appreciate again. First off, thank you for your service. Thank you for your service.
Thank you
to our country and for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend. If you had to, in the last 10 seconds, 20 seconds, how would you define the Trump military doctrine?
First off, we're going to get rid of Marxism, and then we're going to put the edge back on the blade that is the United States military, and then we're not going to use it because we'll have a demilitarized foreign policy.
Yep, peace through strength. That's fantastic. General, thank you again. I appreciate you joining us. Pleasure to have you on the show. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.